well equipped.
This
is our weapons, is that it?
This is our
Communion.
Ay, 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 ay. Great just to give liberty, because we're not having any singing this morning, just.
Okay.
Can you, did you get it open? Did you get all of it open? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to hand each one of you one of these. I forgot it last week, sorry.
Yeah, one of the students reminded me, they said Ray did not.
Okay, well, let me tell you just a little bit about this. And anybody can do this. I just happened to be the one that did it, and I think Thurston already told you a little bit about how it is, but I took the verses in Revelation 2 and 3, the letters to the churches. And as I was reading through them, you know, every time you read through them, you get something different. But this particular time when I was reading through it, I saw, you know, he repeats himself a lot. He says some of the same things to every church. You know, he that overcomes. That's in every letter, you know. And so there were things that kept coming up the same in every letter. And I said, well, is there an easier way for me to see this? Okay. And so what I did is I took the letters and printed them out in columns and put them beside each other. And then I said, okay, the things that are similar, I'm going to put on the same row, if you will, all right? So that, you know, where he says, where he introduces himself. Like in the first one, he says, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand. You know, that's the first row, first column. And then Smyrna, he introduces himself, the first and the last. You know, and so that's right beside the other one. And then the one who has the sharp two-edged sword, well, that's on the same row. You see, so wherever he's talking about himself, introducing himself, I'm the one who's talking to you. He introduces himself, of course, a different way to every church. What's significant about that? Well, as you read through, you can begin to pick up some of these things. Why did he say this instead of that? You know, and it's right there. You can kind of see it a little bit better. Then he says, I know. He starts off, I know, everyone. To every church, he says, I know. And then he tells them what he knows about them. He says, good, I know what's going on.
That's good.
You know, I know this about you. I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you're alive, but you are dead. I know that you have little power. You know, I know your works. Mm-hmm. And all the churches, he says, I know this about you. And then he goes on, he talks about some of their problems. You know, some of them, they're all struggling with problems. everybody has problems, right? So they're all struggling with problems. And then they all have, just about all of them have an enemy. You know, the Nicolaitans or whoever. They all struggle with enemies. And then he tells them what they should do. That's another row across. Every church, he says, okay, this is what you should do. You know? In the first one, he says, remember, you should do this. You should remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first. Wow. And you can go all the way across and see, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire. And all the things that he tells the churches, this is what you do because you have this problem. Or this is what you should do. I've looked at your works. I've looked at where you are, what you're struggling with, and this is what you should do. All right? And then at the end, he says, to him who overcomes. This is promise. This is the promise. Mm-hmm. And in each case, he's talking to him and he's saying, you need to overcome.
Amen.
You need to overcome. Don't be a victim and just lie there and take it. You're an overcomer.
Yeah.
So to him who overcomes, you're going to get this promise. To him who perseveres, to him who's persistent, who stays with it and doesn't quit, you overcome it. This is what I'm going to do for you. And it's, you know, he says that to every church, to him who overcomes. So this is just a way of looking at things, okay? And I think it's important, if you look, read the Bible, you look through the Bible, you will find a lot of places where there's repetition, where God repeats himself, right? And it's important, right? We've talked about this in the past. We talked about how in John, the chapters 13 through 16, that Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and there's certain things that he says over and over and over again, right? Well, why does he keep saying it? This repetition is to help them to remember, right? Mm-hmm. Right? And you want them to be sure to remember. If you want someone to be sure to remember, you're going to do what?
Repeat.
You're going to repeat it to them, right?
Yeah.
Your children, they know what you think is important. Oh boy, I've heard this, Dad, a million times, you know. Well, why did they hear it a million times? Because you thought it was important. And you kept saying it over and over again, right? And they know what you think is important because it's what you repeat, right? And they remember. And they remember, right? Well, Jesus was the same way he was his disciples. And we went through this one time. I said, you know, he said, a new commandment I give you. To love one another as I have loved you. Right? Well, he says that not one time to them and not two times. He says that three times to them. A new commandment I give you. A new commandment I give you. He wants them to remember, right? He gives them this new commandment. I want you to love as I have loved you. Now, why is that a new commandment? Isn't that an old commandment? Tell me the old commandment.
Love others is do unto others you have them do unto.
Yeah, that's the old commandment. So the new commandment is, whoa, we're going to jack this up a level, right? We're going to jack this up a level. So what's another thing he repeats? Well, he repeats that what? The Holy Spirit. Yeah. You're going to get the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, he talks about the Holy Spirit four different times. I'm going to send you the Spirit of truth. I'm going to send you the Counselor. Mm-hmm. He will lead you into all truth. He will teach you all things. He'll cause you to remember all things. He talks about it, then he talks about something else, and he comes back and talks about the Holy Spirit. Talk about something else, come back and talk about the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. I don't have my chapters right, but in Romans 7, I think it's 7, the Spirit's mentioned one time. In Romans 8, it's mentioned 21, I think, times. How important it is in Romans.
How important, yeah. So you'll find this, that's really good, Mary, because you see this repetition throughout the Bible. You'll find this repetition, and you can find these things. And so when you do, take a little extra time and try to line things up. Try to look at it in a different way. You know, try to say, okay, well, maybe he's trying to tell me something here. And dig into it. Get the Bible out and say, okay, I'm gonna dig into this thing, you know. I'm going to use every tool at my command, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to write it down different ways, and I'm going to study this, and I'm going to see if I can get every nugget of truth out of here that I can.
Thank God for your analytical scientific mind. Teaching us. That's a gift. So you're teaching us. We have it too.
It's good.
Yes. So, I mean, there's other things that you can do. This is just one of the things I've done. And I just thought it would be useful for Thax, and I'm glad, Thurston, excuse me.
Yeah, I know.
And so I did it for myself so I could look at some of this stuff. But I've also done other things like this. And it's really good to get down and just, you know, you're meditating. When you're doing this, what are you doing about the Word? You're meditating.
Yeah.
You're meditating on the Word. It's being put into you.
You know something you said, and we know that we've overcome sin. A lot of times we think of overcoming, you think of overcoming physical health or financial health or things like that. But you really pressed on me about overcoming. You can overcome any. You've already done any sin in your life, no matter how big or small. And sometimes it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. So that kind of reinforced to me, I'm an overcomer as far as sin in my life. So thank you.
Yes. We can overcome bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
How do we overcome a bad habit?
By praying, you're telling God you want Him to help you and lean to Him and speak and say what the Word says about it.
You know, there's a guy that really talks about how to overcome a bad habit. He says, what you do is you get in the Word.
Amen.
When you get in the Word and really spend time on that, then that those things will just kind of disappear. Mm-hmm. He calls it effortless change. Andrew Womack, he says, yes, effortless change. And if you get into the Word and just, you know, if you're doing the Word instead of doing this bad habit.
You're replacing it with something good.
You're replacing it with something good. Exactly, exactly, Mary. You replace it, you overlay it, and you overcome it. So, yeah, there is a freeing or liberty of that. Liberty of that. So let me pass these around to you.
So you can look at them.
You know, the scripture tells us to overcome evil with good.
Yeah, there you go.
And when you do that, you're changing that habit or whatever.
If you say some bad things, say five more good things after it.
There you go. So, but you know, you can look at this and there's other places in the Bible where he uses repetition. You can go into the Psalms, and you will find this repetition in the Psalms. You will find an order and how it's done. Yeah. One of the Psalms I like is Psalms 103. Okay. Well, what you got in Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Okay. So now, what do we got? We got a repetition, don't we? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Okay, now we repeat, and all that is within me, same thing as soul, right? Mm-hmm. Similar, not they're not always the same. Sometimes they open up understanding, greater understanding when they repeat. My soul, all that is within me, and then come back, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, bless His holy name. And then He repeats again, bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all His benefits. So, see, all that is repetition.
That's good.
It's repetition, right?
Amen.
And it's good for us. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. It's good. I've got you can set alarms on your little smartphones, and I love these little alarms. And you can set it to ring a bell or play a music or whatever. Well, I got it. It'll read a scripture. And one of the scriptures I set it to read was Psalm 103. Because I need to remember to bless the Lord.
Yes.
I need to remember to remind myself to bless the Lord, O my soul. So, bless the Lord.
That is good, right?
All that is within me, bless the Lord. Bless His holy name.
Hallelujah.
Yeah? And I need to not forget all His benefits.
All
right? Now, how many benefits are there that He says? And forget not all His benefits. There's, how many would you say?
Oh,
no, I'm just talking about in the verses right after that. All right, He lists out.
Heals all thy diseases.
There you go.
He fills your life with loving kindness.
Yeah.
And uses renewed like an eagle.
Right. There's six different benefits that He lists. And those verses right afterwards. Six different benefits. All right. Well, I was really interested in that. So I got down and I just really started studying all those verses and start taking them apart, you know, and thinking, you know, okay, what? Look at different versions, you know, and getting into everything. Just really examining, what does all that mean? What does it mean to bless the Lord? What does it mean to think about all the things He's done for me? Well, yes. He forgives all my iniquities. And that reminds me, I need to forgive everybody else's sins against me. I need to be a very forgiving person. He heals all my diseases. That's in the present tense, right? Or it comes across as the present tense. In 1 Peter, or in one of the books of Peter, We got it in the past tense, right? He has healed all my diseases, right? Well, I can walk in that. I can say, oh, we'll update that verse. We'll update that with a New Testament verse, right? And then we go on, you know. You were saying something. I like that last one, though. He renews my youth like the eagles. I can get into that, you know. I can get into that one. I can claim that one. All right? I can confess that one. He renews my youth like the eagles. Amen. I can overcome old age.
Fill our mouth with good things.
Fill our mouth with good things.
I always talk about what we say.
Good words to people. Good words to people. Be blessed, everybody. Be blessed. Amen. Let's pray for our food and pray for the day. Father, we thank you for this food that you set before us. Father, you are a great and loving God, and we thank you so much for your blessings toward us. And we want to bless you in return. Father, bless this food. May it strengthen and nourish our bodies. And may everything that we think, do, and say today bring honor and glory to your name. For it's not to us, O Lord, but to your name we give glory.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm reading Spirit, Soul, and Body, third or fourth time.